A dysregulated nervous system has never created an abundant business.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Words of Wisdom podcast. This is the place to be if you're a soulful entrepreneur who is ready to manifest an expansive business in life that includes that time, space, energetic, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Minerva Maharaj. I'm a certified spiritual coach, manifesting master, and founder of Goddess of Wisdom Spiritual Life Coaching and Starseed Academy Coach Training. I'm so grateful you are here, and I promise I'll be giving you the stories, the strategies, the tips to create that life your soul came here to experience. Thank you so much again for being here. Let's dive into this week's episode. Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Words of Wisdom. I'm so excited to have you here as we're going to dive deep into a very important topic and one of my favorite topics. And it's around your nervous system. I just want to go straight into it. A dysregulated nervous system has never created an abundant business. A dysregulated nervous system has never created an abundant and sustainable business. Lately, I've been coming across a lot of entrepreneurs and I'm seeing the contrast of this, and it reminds me of my own journey of when I was building my business from a very dysregulated state. And in contrast to that, what my business looks like now in a regulated state. And so I just want to shed some light on this and help you anchor into some tools that will serve you and inspire you to move towards healing and regulating and creating your business and life from a state of rest and digest and healing versus from a state of survival and stress. Because you are here for a purpose. You know there is something greater for you, and that's what made you take that leap to start your business. And you've always had this greater knowing that you're here to do something meaningful and change lives. And to do that, and to do that for the long run, you need to do it in a way that is sustainable to you, to your body, to your mind, to your emotions. Otherwise, if you're choosing the path, the stress response of fight your way through, flight, freeze, fawn, which the majority of us in our society is conditioned that way. And if you continue and start your businesses from that state, it's only going to lead to feeling burnt out, frustrated, wanting to give up, experiencing the highs and lows, and seeing consistent dips in your income. And now you can manifest in a dysregulated state. You definitely can. I definitely have. I would say the first part of my business, the first several years, was all from a state of dysregulation and unconsciousness as well, and being stressed out. And I also thought that was the way to be. I bought into that messaging and the hustle culture of it all. And it was only a couple of years ago that it really all came to a halt. And not that business came to a halt, but it came to a big dip because I went into a crash and burn. And it was such a blessing in disguise. And even though I tried pushing and resisting what was happening, it was the best thing to happen for me and to me. I'm very passionate about it because I want you to be living out your purpose. I want you to be serving at the highest level. I want you to be experiencing the joy and abundance that comes from serving and fulfilling your mission and following your calling. But you can't do that from trying to push through everything and doing it from a fearful state that I have to pay my bills, that if I don't do this and I have to close everything, then, you know, I prove everyone right that I shouldn't have done this and that I made a bad decision. And that's not why you're here. Okay, so first of all, just come back to your calling, come back to your knowing, that greater part of you that led you to go into coaching or start a new business and be an entrepreneur. Just start there. Number one step is zoom back to that. When it gets too loud, when it gets too busy, I just come back to my calling. I come back to my knowing. I come back to that greater part of me that led me into coaching, to starting the school, to opening my third business. So number one, come back to your calling, come back to your knowing. And number two, I want you to assess, what state are you starting or running your business in? You may already have a business, or you may be starting a business or considering starting a business. What state are you moving from? Are you moving from this fight, flight, kind of rapid energy, from this rush, urgent energy, gotta hurry up and make this happen energy, from a fearful state, from a scarcity standpoint? Because when we're coming from that state, it's like, I gotta hurry up and do this. We make decisions about our business that are actually not gonna really serve us, that is not gonna really turn out how we think in our mind it should turn out. We make decisions to invest in a program or to invest in being a vendor or throw our money in some marketing strategy. And then we expect that to be the thing. And once that happens, then I'll be able to leave my job. Then I'll be able to retire my husband. Then, whatever that thing is. So I want you to take a look at, what is your normal stress response? And are you creating your business from that state of that fight, flight, freeze, fawn energy? Because that's just a stress response. That's a trauma response. And that's us responding and creating, or trying to create from that state. I do believe if that's the momentum you're on, if that's the frequency you're on, if you're running your business or starting your business from this fearful scarcity stress response, from the stress state, that is just what you're going to produce. It's going to show up in your thinking. It's going to show up in your speaking. It's going to show up in your decision making. It's going to show up in whatever efforts you do, the tasks, the social media posts, and whatever you write. When you show up to networking events, it's going to feed through you. Even if you try to hide it, it's going to show up. And if that is the momentum you have begun and that you're on, it's just going to burn you out. It's just going to frustrate you. It's just going to lead to, what am I doing? I'm not getting results. It's kind of like throwing spaghetti against the wall, wishing and hoping and praying that this is it, that this happens. And then you'll do more, and you'll give more of yourself, and more and more and more, and you're not going to be seeing the results that you want. You're going to see very little to no results. And whatever it is, what results come in, is not going to be consistent, and it's not going to be sustainable. And it's going to make you question everything. If you're doing the right thing, should you go get a full-time job? Did you make a mistake by leaving your job? I have been there. I went through that whole cycle. Now, how do you interrupt that? How do you change that? So number one, start back with your knowing. Number two, assess your stress response. Because this will be the thing that we tend to operate from. This is the state that we tend to operate from. And then start healing it. Start healing your nervous system. Start healing and start regulating your entire being. Now, that may seem like a big job to do, so I'm not saying you have to get it all perfect. You never get it perfect. Like, even in this state, I could say 80, 90% of the time, I'm in a regulated state. So there's always room for improvement. But when I've made that, I wouldn't say big jump, it was a big change, but I would say truthfully, it took about 2 years, maybe even less. I would say less, because last year was the first year I would truly say, and I'm in my 9th year of coaching. I thought it was 10, but it's actually 9. I think I mentioned that recently. But I would say truly last year, 2023, is the first year I really was creating my business from a calm, centered, regulated, strong base. And what was the result of that? At the end of the year of December 2023, I looked at the year and I was like, I loved this year. I even started a third business on top of my coaching school, on top of my coaching practice. I loved my schedule. I was healthier mentally, emotionally, physically. And then actively what I was doing in my day-to-day, I was just working 18, 20 hours a week. And that's what I still do. And actually, in fact, I'm working less than that now as I record this. And receiving more in return. More connections, more opportunities, more students, more clients, more financial rewards. And here's another way to know if you're operating in a dysregulated state is that if what you're after is just the money and clients, that is a number one sign you are operating from a stress response, fight or flight, from fear mode. That's my number one telltale sign someone is operating their business from that state is when I'm hearing that they need the money and blah, 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 because they're in survival mode. And I get that. And it's not to negate that. But when that is the driving force, that indicates to me that you're in survival mode and you don't have the solid foundation in place. Now, I also don't believe you need to be, well, my experience has been, this may be different for everyone else, but my experience is for my business to then go to the next level, I didn't have all the money. I wasn't in the exact picture perfect place that people think of. I was there vibrationally, energetically, mentally, in my body. I was definitely embodied and integrated in that vibration and in that way of being. For it to show up tangibly in my world, for the clients to show up, the opportunities and the money and the income to become consistent and all of that. And then when I look back at it this year, as I record this, my first quarter is more than what I received in previous years for the entire year. So this first quarter, I made more than what I have made in previous years by working more and being in a dysregulated state. So what this proves to me is that when you take the time to really heal and become conscious and be patient and get into a practice that you can tune back into to regulate yourself, because you're not going to be regulated 100% of the time. I have two kids. I have three businesses. I have a blind dog. I have a house to maintain. I have a husband as well. And there's life. Life happens. So am I picture perfect all the time? No, but I can manage stress better. And I could get back into that state of regulation, of healing, of stillness, of rest when I need to. And I know how to get there. And I allow that to be the basis of my life. That now my responses are different to my kids. My response is different to my husband, if anyone who's married and has a partner. I'm guilty of that as well. And I just see the evidence and the benefits of regulating your entire being. So I know we're talking about the nervous system, but I'm also talking about your entire being, which it is connected to everything. So the things I did, and I share this with my students at Starseed, there's an actual lesson on this. The things I did to start regulating my nervous system, and this is, I'm not going to share in any particular order, but I did do therapy. I start working with a naturopath. I started taking the proper supplements. I did blood work to figure out what was going on with me. I started working out just this year, but last year I took it very slow. I did very soothing rhythmic practices like walking, yoga. I did light, short workouts on an app. And then I built my way up because I had such high stress levels that even my naturopath was like, I don't even want you working out right now. I don't want you to do any intense workouts because that's actually going to spike your cortisol levels even more. And so I just focused on healing myself. I focused on getting into a healthy, regulated state. And the things I did on my own, on top of gaining that support and also having a coach as well, the things I did for myself was I just started tuning into what would feel good and nourishing to me. That could be going for a walk, taking a day off, moving slower, having a babysitter come to support us so that I can have that extra rest, asking my mom to watch the kids for a weekend or for a night so that I can get proper sleep. So you just need to start regulating and tuning into what would feel good and nourishing for you. And if it feels like a big bite, you just start really small. It really does start with small, consistent steps to start building momentum. And then you start taking bigger steps and bigger leaps. And then you build consistency. You build a new pattern. You build a new momentum of regulation, of ease, of flow, of safety. As I'm doing this, I started making small decisions back into my business, start taking action back into my business. There's a time I wasn't posting. There's a time I stepped back on podcasting. And then when I took that time to regulate and heal and get centered and get grounded and get within my body again, then it opened up a space. Then there was this calmness and this peace. And I tapped into that, even if it was like for a minute or 5 minutes, 10 minutes of the day that lasted or an hour, I rode that wave. And I started making small decisions from there, podcasting a little bit more, maybe do an extra post. I told my assistant exactly what I needed, what I need support with. Let's just do this. I just focus on one thing at a time as well. There's a point where I just focus on one thing. And even most days, I just focus on one thing in my working days. And I only work technically 3 days a week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays, with really Tuesdays is my CEO day. So Wednesday, Thursdays is when I'm really hands-on in my businesses. And I'm working less and making more. And the only reason I'm seeing those results and the sustainability and the security and peace around my business and around my life is because I achieved that first within me. It wasn't like my business was there and then I started feeling secure and peaceful and on fire, whatever you want to call it, whatever it is that you're striving for. I wasn't there. Like the outside, I promise you, my outside evidence wasn't all in place yet for me to start feeling grounded and confident, secure and regulated. It wasn't because of the outside. It truly, truly was because I took the time to get solid, regulated, at peace and healthy and secure within myself. And that is what started to build momentum. I created from inside out. And that's why now I'm seeing the evidence. Last year was a beautiful year of that, that evidence, that peace, that sustainability. Last year, I called it my sustainable year. I built the foundations for sustainability. And this year, my intention going into it is like, okay, now I'm going to turn up the dial. This year is about multiplying. Last year was about simplicity and sustainability. And this year was about multiplying. And within the first quarter, I already did that. I made in the first quarter exactly what I made all year. So that tells me that this shit works. So if you want a sustainable, consistent, thriving business, that starts with you and getting regulated and solid within you and having practices in place so that you can return to that and solidify and anchor into that every day and not be perfect. It's a practice. Have a practice you can come to. Get the support so that you can start coming from that steady, sturdy, secure place so that you can build that sustainable, consistent business and life that you desire and deserve and envision. It is possible. You just need to take the time and do the inner work. And it doesn't have to be long. You can still see results. As I mentioned, as I was regulating and healing, there was still business coming in, which was so beautiful that in 2022, with me barely doing any work, there was still business coming in. Maybe number-wise, it wasn't like one of my top years, but with such beautiful evidence when I look back that I was still supported. And that's another thing I want to share with everyone, that I understand being in survival mode and building your business and life in survival mode and wanting to get out the job and hurry up and make things work so that you can leave your job and start your business and really feel safe and secure and free. But it doesn't happen from a state of dysregulation and being in survival mode. It just, sustainability just doesn't come from that. Security just doesn't come from that. And so you need to take the time to anchor back into that and don't rush it, because you're actually going to make it longer for yourself the more you rush and the more you do this from a fearful survival stress space. So I hope this is speaking to you. I hope this inspires you. I hope this activates you to look within and tune in and ask yourself, what is it that I need right now? And start giving yourself that now in small ways. Do you need a babysitter? Do you need to sleep a night? Do you need, just take it one day at a time. Get present. That's the number one job, is to get present. And that will tell you exactly what you need in this moment. Which part of you needs servicing? Your mind, your body, your soul, your heart. And you need to give it that. That's, and build your own momentum around that. And if you already have a practice in place, great. And there's probably things you're already doing that is serving you. Follow that. Go back to that. Do more of that. Get into that good feeling space and then take action from that place. Then make decisions on your business from that place. But your number one job as a healer, as an entrepreneur, as a coach, if you want a sustainable, successful, consistent business rolling in, it's gonna be from a regulated, sustainable state. Because once you crash and burn, there's nothing without you. There's no business. There's no clients. There's nothing. No family that can function without you. So your number one job is to take care of yourself and be brave enough to slow down and get present and give yourself what you need. Ask for the support. Find the support. Do what you need to do. Make decisions for yourself from a regulated state. Make empowered decisions versus disempowered decisions of something outside of you or rushing things to make things happen. That's just not what fulfilling, true, nourishing, exciting, joyful manifestations are about. That's just not how it comes about. It's two different vibrations. So let me know how this speaks to you. You can direct message me on Instagram. You can leave a review. You can screenshot this and share it with others to let them know how this episode resonated with you. And as you can tell, I'm super fired up on this topic. And if you are ready to take that next step towards a sustainable, joyful, consistent business and doing it from a state of sturdiness, sustainability, and security within yourself, and you want to master that, then join our Sip and Manifest event that is happening on Sunday, May 5th in the Durham area in Pickering and Ajax. And it's a 3-hour event where we do business and manifestation mastery. I'll be coaching you. I'll be taking you through the process. We get clearer on your vision. We activate the vision. We clear all the blocks, and then we create a clear pathway from a regulated, sturdy state. And then there's going to be high tea, time for networking, and there's also going to be an opportunity to receive hot seat coaching from me. So it's just $111. I'm running this only for Sunday, May 5th. So we'll love to see you there. We'll leave the details below. Send you all so much love and light.